of sleep, only to serve as an especially depressing reminder to parents that kids don't care about farmers and harvests and extra hours of daylight. I enjoy my kids standing at my bedside at 4:30 a.m. like creepy, wide-awake children of the corn. Nap times are also jacked, so there's that. With all due respect-ish, a tired mom. Thank you, obvious warning labels. Without you, I might have stuck my kid in a washing machine, lit a match near an open gas line, used my hair dryer while sleeping, or, God forbid, not realized eggs may contain, wait for it, eggs. I have no idea how I ever function without you. I almost ingested the contents of a lava lamp just yesterday, but your label made another quick save. God bless. Thank you, Instagram filters, for you have helped me put out many works of photographic fiction that make me appear younger, tanner, and thinner than I actually am. Natural lighting may be my nemesis, but lo-fi is my BFF, Lilas. Thank you, daylight and rearview mirror, for bringing to light the long, wiry chin hairs I missed during my morning tweeze session. You also exposed my eyebrows as an absolute tragedy. I have enough undetected facial hair to qualify me as a Sasquatch, so thanks for the heads up. Sorry, car next to me at the stoplight, there is no other way. Thank you, retail stores, for putting Christmas decorations out in October. It is not even Halloween, and my children have morphed into unbridled capitalists. Now every commercial is an excuse for my children to scream, "I want that for Christmas!" for 3 months. What a delight. Sincerely, mom trying to teach her children about baby Jesus, but struggling to compete with a Disney-themed slanket.